Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and you've reached my podcast. I call this one A Weaponized Faith. After 9/11, September 11th, 2001, I agreed with leaders across the evangelical world to avoid military language so that Islamists would not view followers of Jesus as some kind of Christian jihadist. Is it time for a change? If so, the church shouldn't wrap itself in the American flag, but weaponize faith in Jesus alone. The word weaponize, let's talk about that, has become in vogue, although Webster's dictionaries say it was first coined in 1957. Today, Christians seem to be jumping on the idea of Jesus as a warrior. Mike Huckabee titled his 2015 book, God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. Natalie Grant in 2020 sang a song titled My Weapon. It was a worship song that identified Jesus' presence that crushed strongholds, pushed back darkness, and broke every chain. Now, what if your faith was weaponized? Would it become more laser-focused on Jesus? What if your faith turned outward, as weapons do, and you became less doubtful, more confident? The psalmist depicted children as arrows, Psalm 127:4. Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain and throw it into the sea, Luke 17:6. What if your faith weaponized hope in what can't be seen? Hebrews 11:1. Would we pick up the sword of God more often? Ephesians 6:17, the last part. In World War II, the Battle of Saipan ended with 240 U.S. fighters and bombers trying to find the U.S. fleet after attacking the enemy. The sun soon set, and several planes began running out of fuel. One by one, many pilots ditched into the ink-black sea. Then three battleships were given orders to steam ahead of the fleet. Breaking wartime protocol, they focused their searchlight beams back toward the U.S. aircraft carriers. Their lights pointed the way home, saving all but 46 crewmen. What if we weaponized this little light of mine and turned it into a brilliant beacon shining the way to Jesus?